Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for today, the ninth day of the month of April, year 2022. We need to appreciate the Lord for His mercy. We need to thank God for His loving kindness. We need to thank God for the gift of life. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate Him. Bless His holy name for sparing of your life. Bless His holy name for securing your life. Bless His holy name for His mercy endure forever. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we adore you. We give you glory. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. There is no one like you. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. The Lord has used this program to work wonders in the life of people. The Lord has used this program to bless a lot of people. And I know that God is going to bless you through this program in the name of Jesus Christ. This program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. And I know that as you get connected to this program, your story will change in the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands as we worship Him, as we appreciate Him, as we bless His holy name, as we adore His name. Thank you, Father. Lift up Jesus, He is King of kings. Lift up Jesus, He is Lord of lords. Lift up Jesus, He is King of kings, King of kings, and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Lift up Jesus, He is King of kings. Lift up Jesus, He is Lord of lords. Lift up Jesus, He is King of kings, King of kings, and Lord of lords. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. If you are joining us for the first time, you just watch when I call the prayer. I will personalize it, then you pray it at the same time. Say, blood of Jesus, envelope my life and all my family members in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and all my family members in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and all my family members in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and all my family members in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, every evil altar oppressing me in the night, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar oppressing me in the night, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar oppressing me in the night, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Strangers of darkness in my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness in my body, come out by fire, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness in my body, come out by fire, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness in my body, come out by fire, come out by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every arrow of the night fire against me, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of the night fire against me, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of the night fire against me, go back to your sender in Jesus' name we pray. Every satanic animal crying against me in the night, shut up, die in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal crying against me in the night, shut up, die in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal crying against me in the night, shut up, die in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal crying against me in the night, shut up, die in Jesus' name. Pray, every evil bird flying against me, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against me, fall down and die in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every Abba power, Abba, every Abba power working against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every Abba power working against my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every Abba power working against my destiny, scatter by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, habitation of witchcraft in my family, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Habitation of witchcraft in my family, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Habitation of witchcraft in my family, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Habitation of witchcraft in my family, cash fire in Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your bottle of oil. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Father, I pray that the bottle of oil in the hand of your children or the bottle of water in their hands shall become supernatural oil. It shall become supernatural water. The anointing that break the yoke shall enter into the oil and the water. The blood of Jesus shall enter into the oil and the water. The power of deliverance shall enter into the oil and the water. And the oil and the water shall become an instrument of God's power. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to drink a little. Aha. Take a little also and rub it on your chest. Lay your right hand on that your chest. And shout these three prayers loud and clear. These three prayer points, very important. Say, I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in Jesus' name we pray. Say, strangers of infirmity, depart by fire in the name of Jesus. Strangers of infirmity, depart by fire in the name of Jesus. Strangers of infirmity, depart by fire in the name of Jesus. Strangers of infirmity, depart by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every arrow fire into my life as a baby. Thank you, Father. That prayer should be prayed by somebody very well. Every arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender, 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 go back to your sender. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray two more times. Take the oil and anoint your belly button. Lay your hand there. Say, every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender, 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 go back to your sender. Every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender, go back to your sender, go back to your sender, go back to your sender. Every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender, 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 go back to your sender. Every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the third time. Shout it loud and clear. Every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender, go back to your sender, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender, 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 go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender, go back to your sender, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender, 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 go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender, 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 go back to your sender. Every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow fire into my life when I was a baby, go back to your sender, go back to your sender, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Go back to your sender, go back to your sender, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Go back to your sender, go back to your sender, go back to your sender in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, look at what is going on there. The arrow of bedwetting that has been fired into the life of that woman is going back to the sender. Aha, thank you, Jesus. The arrow of infirmity is going back to the sender. The arrow of sexual looseness and promiscuity is going back to the sender. Thank you, Father. The arrow of constant failure is going back to the sender. Aha, the arrow of constant disappointment is going back to the sender. The arrow of marital failure is going back to the sender. The arrow of migraine is going back to the sender. The arrow of asthma is going back to the sender. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Aha. Beloved, we are starting a new series today, and I want you to take your time to listen very well. So we shall be talking about prayers against stubborn problems. Beloved, there are a lot of problems and situations in the life of people. When you hear one particular situation, you'll be afraid of yourself. In fact, while you are still saying your own problem is this, when you hear another person's own, you have to swallow your own. There are difficulties, there are difficult cases. There are serious, difficult problems in the life of people. And there are prayers we can pray against stubborn problems. There are prayers we can pray against stubborn problems in our lives. Every problem that refuses to go must be uprooted by prayers. Behind every stubborn problem is the power we call the evil power of your father's house. Behind every stubborn problem is this evil power of our father's house. Stubborn problems are turbulent cases. They are dangerous and wicked in their operation. Do you know that many people are making efforts, but they are making effort inside a spiritual cage? And that is why a lot of things had affected many lives. There is something we call ancestral hold and influence. There is a very strong umbilical cord attaching every living being to his ancestors. And that is why I said, behind every stubborn problem, you can trace it to ancestral powers. You can trace it to evil power of our father's house. Because every one of us, we are connected to our ancestors through umbilical cord. Although we may have our own mind, but we are a product of our ancestors. The ancestral power has a strong hold, a strong hold over our lives. Whether you like it or not, but that is the truth. The evil power of our father's house, they have exercised a very strong influence on our life and destiny. The average human being does not even know, the history of their ancestors. And you can see why many, many of us are going through a terrible situation. It is time for us to really pray and pray very well. The power of our father's house accounts for a greater percentage of the situation we are passing through. The power of our father's house have a greater percentage in shaping our life and shaping our destiny. We need to understand that. Let me let you know that the wicked power from our ancestral lineage, they are very, very strong because they reside in our blood. And they have truncated a lot of destiny. They've affected a lot of ministerial lives. They've done a lot of evil into the life of men and women. So that is why we have to take this case back to God. Let me tell you something. Whenever you discover a certain strange thing happening in your life, in spite of all your serious efforts, all your serious fasting and prayer efforts, personal effort, look beyond the physical. Try to examine your foundation, because there's something coming in your foundation like a dark river that is making that particular problem to surface. You need to know that there are a lot of dark river flowing in our family line, and many of these has been flowing for more than 100 years. So that is why We need to really create time to disconnect ourselves from the evil influence from our father's house. We need to pray to extent where that connection and the cord shall be broken by the power in the blood of Jesus. Look at what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all family of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed, underline, Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. You know, and Abraham was 70, I think Abraham was around 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Let me stop there. But look at it in verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country. The Lord is about to do something through Abraham. The Lord is about to establish a nation through Abraham. And the Almighty God knows that Abraham has to be disconnected from the evil power of his father's house, because in that family is idolatry. Before he can establish a nation that is pure and that is going to be attracted to God's favor. So God said, get out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Beloved, the evil power of our father's house, they are the one constituting 98% of stubborn cases, stubborn problems that many people have prayed about, many people have fasted about, and even some people decided to travel to another country. Unfortunately, distance is not barrier. If you travel as far as overseas, evil power of your father's house travel with you. Why? They reside inside our blood, and they are looking for any opportunity to strike. But the Almighty God is stronger than them. The Almighty God is stronger than all these powers. We need to just go to the presence of God and pray accurate prayers. There are prayers we have to direct to the root of our lives. And as we begin to pray, the power begin to lose strength. Don't forget that many of our families, many of our ancestors, they worship idol. They have sold many of us back to the devil. They have made covenant that we didn't know anything about. And we are groping inside that covenant today. And this evil power, they have a register where they have kept all that our ancestors have agreed with them. And that is where we are fighting now. Nobody is exempted. You need to get that one. Whether you are educated, you are not educated, you are rich, you are not rich. When they want to strike, they will not say somebody should not get to a particular level. But as soon as you get to a level, this power will come to attack. But we have victory in the blood of Jesus. What many people need to know today is that we have to take the issue of the evil power of our father's house very seriously in order for us to deal with stubborn problems. Beloved, there are stubborn issues in the life of many people. Do you know that what people are passing through, many of them cannot even tell? A lot of strange things are going in the life of people. Many are passing through hell in their homes, in their lives, in their personal life. In fact, they do not know who they are going to tell, but they know that they are passing through something. This can be terminated by aggressive prayers that is directed to the root. I am going to stop here, and the Lord is going to help us in the name of Jesus Christ. What are you passing through? Are you passing through marital instability? Are you experiencing demotion? Are you experiencing stagnancy? Are you experiencing chronic pain all over your body? Are you having dreams of retrogression, seeing yourself in primary school, secondary school, in the former house where you live? Are you experiencing chronic poverty? Are you experiencing constant business failure? Are you experiencing a kind of struggling and you don't even know what you are struggling about? Do you see that you are following evil family pattern? Oh, it is time for you to really pray. Are you finding yourself sitting for exam that you cannot even write? All these dreams are terrible. All the dream of sitting for exam and not answering all the questions, they are just telling us that we need to deal with it. Listen to me. Nobody, especially the African, is free from this power. Don't let anybody tell you that it's free. The Bible says we have no confidence in flesh, because residing in our flesh is this evil power. Every day we have to deal with it, weaken it with prayers, and something will happen. Many are disturbed now. Many are going through mental confusion. Some are hearing strange voices they cannot even imagine because of this evil power. But it is time. This power shall be terminated. We are now enrolling into spiritual hospital, and we are going to get our treatment in the name of Jesus Christ. It is time. I want you to confess to the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord, I'm here. Save my soul. I want to be free. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now get ready. As we pray this prayer, say, every strong man at the gate of my next level. In the name of Jesus. Every strong man at the gate of my next level. In the name of Jesus. Every strong man at the gate of my next level. In the name of Jesus. Every strong man at the gate of my next level. In Jesus' name we pray. The key of my breakthrough in the hand of the strong man. Release it now in the name of Jesus. The key of my breakthrough in the hand of the strong man. Release it now in the name of Jesus. The key of my breakthrough in the hand of the strong man. Release it now. Release it now. Release it now. Release it now. Release it in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Father. Let's say le kopra kataka. I want you to shout this prayer louder. Say, oh God, arise and let my stubborn problem die. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise. Let my stubborn problem die. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise. And let my stubborn problem die. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise. And let my stubborn problem die. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise. And let my stubborn problem die. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise. And let my stubborn problem die. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every evil transaction with my destiny from the womb, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil transaction with my destiny from the womb, break, 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 die in Jesus name. Say, every evil transaction with my destiny when I was born, die in the name of Jesus. Every evil transaction with my destiny when I was born, die in the name of Jesus. Every evil transaction with my destiny when I was born, die in the name of Jesus. Every evil transaction with my destiny when I was born, there, in Jesus' name we pray. You can see now. Lay your hand now upon your belly button. Say, every evil seed of the enemy in my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Every evil seed of the enemy in my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Every evil seed of the enemy in my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer shall be prayed 3 times. Say, thou ancestral serpent troubling my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Thou ancestral serpent troubling my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Thou ancestral serpent troubling my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Thou ancestral serpent troubling my destiny, in Jesus' name. Go again. Say, thou ancestral serpent troubling my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Thou ancestral serpent troubling my destiny, in Jesus' name. Pray. Transfer your hand to your chest. Say it 3 times. Thou ancestral serpent troubling my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Thou ancestral serpent troubling my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Thou ancestral serpent troubling my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. These are specific prayer to deal with stubborn problem that is orchestrated by evil power of our Father's house. Take your time to pray the prayer. You can go back over and listen to this prayer again and take your time and pray the prayer, 3 minutes or 5 minutes on each, and you will see what God will do. Say, every ancestral strong man assigned to trouble my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Every ancestral strong man assigned to trouble my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Every ancestral strong man assigned to trouble my destiny, in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody need to pray that prayer in another version. You say, every ancestral strong man assigned to trouble my marriage, die. Pray that prayer for 20 minutes. you will see that that problem you are going through in your marriage will receive solution instantly. Aha, aha, aha. That fellow that you have been waiting for your permanent residence, you are already abroad there, but you have not been able to get your paper. Pray that prayer also. Say, every ancestral strong man, aha, that is attacking the release of my permanent resident document. Every ancestral strong man standing against my permanent resident document that is making it difficult, that is affecting the release, die. Pray 20 minutes and you will see what God will do. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for what you have done. We pray that your blessing will continue to be more upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are connected to this program, may the Lord bless you. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. May the Lord give you the fruit of the womb. The ancestral strong man that vowed you will not have children shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. God will give you joy. God will bless you with a blessing that you yourself will be amazed in the name of Jesus Christ. I see people carrying their twins already. Ah, it is settled. I pray for that woman. You are above age and you have not married. Oh God, within 3 months, I pray that the python that have swallowed your marriage will vomit it and you have testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Every witchcraft activity against your children shall lose control. Power that is using witchcraft to control your children, that power shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will pump money into the blessings, into the business of many people who are listening to me. Your business shall be revived. Your testimony shall appear in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody has already made a vow that if God could touch his case, that is going to really do something for the Lord. The Lord said, I should tell you that he has seen your vow, he has heard your vow, and whatever you have said you are going to do, he said you should keep on, just trust God, just believe God, and what God said is going to do will really amaze you. In the next 21 days to today, write it down. The Lord is going to surprise you. And that's your request that you have told God, he will do it. Don't forget to fulfill your own part. God shall continue to bless you. God shall continue to minister to you. God will bless you with a blessing that you yourself will be amazed in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you in Jesus' name. If God has touched your life and you have given your life to Jesus, you can get across back to us so that we can follow you up and pray with you. And if you have testimony, get across back to us. You can send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. Just send information. You don't need to call. Send information to that. Send information to that WhatsApp number, and we shall read it. And we shall get back to you. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. And also our international headquarters is situated at number 13 on Lasimbo Street, Onikesa Boyaba. It is just behind the Unilag, the second gate. You can visit us for prayers, for deliverance, for counseling. And the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God is awaiting you, and the mercy of God shall not depart from you. Don't forget, Jesus is coming soon. Prepare and get yourself prepared. Keep watching, keep preparing, keep praying, and keep going. The Lord will keep us in Jesus' name.